Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
That was good. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Get all the latest updates on the show, our Laura Kelly theme song, an appropriate time. So the Kansas House and Senate return to Topeka tomorrow for the veto session. They're likely to take a stab at overriding multiple of Governor Laura Kelly's vetoes of bills on gun rights, tax reductions, elections, transgender athletics, distinctive license plates, school curriculum mandates, the budget. She's been busy, folks. Finally, she finally, you know, made her way back to the Hobbit hole. With us now to give us a preview of what we can expect for this next week is House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. Mr. Speaker, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me on. And I'm telling you, I think every single Republican senator and representative is playing that song you just played on the way to the speaker tonight or first thing in the morning. And it's a good one. It's time for us to get back and let Kansans' voice be heard.
We
had a very successful year this year. We passed a lot of very meaningful common sense legislation that's supported by Kansans, and one person decided to veto them. But great thing for the process, we have a chance to come, you know, get back in there, and like the song says, we're not going to take it. The state's not going to take it. We get a chance to right the wrongs.
You know, Ron, this is, I get vetoes. I understand the concept. I understand the purpose of it. And I've seen them in the past. I mean, you know, you and I both, we were frustrated with some of the things even Sam Brownback vetoed. And I remember you and I scratching our heads saying, what's Sam doing? Or why is Sam doing this? And I get it. But there's a long list of bills or parts of the budget, for example, that the governor vetoed this year that I just scratch my head on. And, you know, I want to go through some of these and talk to you about the things, but it's things like, I mean, even simple things, just like the Gadsden license plate. I mean, it,
sure.
Okay, yes, it's just a license plate bill, and I get it. She bought into the arguments that some people who don't understand, who say that because, you know, Gadsden was a slave owner, therefore it's racist. But within that bill, there was an African-American fraternity and a bill that benefited cancer kids and, you know, teachers. And so she, you know, I mean, it's just things like that are just stupid. Why would you veto that and throw out the baby with the bathwater?
you know, this, I think she's vetoed more bills than any governor in the last 20 some years. This is before she did 18 on the line on vetoes inside her budget. And we asked ourselves those same questions. And I think it comes back to, it's her way or the highway.
Yeah.
I'll give you one of the things that scratches my head is she wanted two new aircraft for the Highway Patrol. The House tended to agree with that. The Senate didn't. So how this process works, we compromised and had one new aircraft. Well, since she didn't get two, she vetoed it.
But you're right. That's compromise. That's the way it works.
Right. And so that's probably one we won't even try to take up because the House may want one, but the Senate doesn't want one either. And so now instead of getting one, she gets none. And, you know, that's the type of stuff. There's really a lot of these. There's not even a policy or political reason for. Explain to me why she would veto the Hope Ranch for women there in Wichita.
I was going to ask you about that. The budget is what, $16 billion, is that right, roughly? 17, something like that?
Yeah, you know, I might keep going now, but embarrassed to say, yeah, it's in the billions, yes.
Okay, and so 300 and some, 350, something like that, $1,000 that you guys appropriated for the Hope Ranch for Women. For those of my listeners who aren't familiar with this, this is a group that gives direct help to women who have been sex trafficked. And you know that I don't agree with Brandon Whipple on, I mean, literally Brandon can look up and say the sky is blue and I'll find a reason to disagree with him. Here's an area that he and I would agree on. This is funding for the Hope Ranch is for women who've been, you know, terrible, terrible victims of sex trafficking. And a line item veto in the budget, she has to literally go in there, find this item, and veto it. And she did so. What the hell? I mean, why would you veto funding for a cause of sex trafficking? I don't get this.
Yeah, this had bipartisan support. Like you mentioned, your mayor wrote a letter of support of it. It had Democrats in the Appropriations Committee speak in favor of it. This came to my attention by our good friend Mark Hutton, who's a big supporter of this organization, and said, can you guys do this? And it's federal money that we can pull down. It didn't affect the state general fund money at all. You know, some have speculated that since it has a religious organization that's going to teach lots of parts of a life to a young woman, including their faith, is probably why she vetoed it. I hate to have that be the reason, but that's one that, you know, we're ready to go in there and right that wrong and get that money where it needs. And again, you're talking about victims of sex trafficking. When people talk about, you said, work bipartisan, we are. But one person decides not to be. And there's a lot of Democrats that want to vote for this, and I will see what kind of pressure the governor puts on them. This happened 2 years ago with mental health, where she vetoed some mental health money, and the Democrats wanted to vote for it. A few of them did. In fact, Mayor Whipple did.
Yeah.
And a couple others did. We'll see if they do. A lot of them spoke in favor of it on the floor. They spoke, well, they at least did in committee. But we'll see. This one, we're still looking for an explanation, but you know, we still know this is a great organization that, and we want to get the help to the women where we can, and so we're committed to overriding that.
Well, there's another, I mean, in the budget, again, there was funding for senior care, there was funding, and it seems she line-itemed the requirements for performance-based budgeting. It just seems to me that part of this is, like you said, she doesn't like being told what to do. It's her way or the highway, and she didn't like the fact that you guys were appropriating funds that she wanted to be able to control.
Well, Article 2 of the Constitution clearly states who has the power of appropriating, and that's the legislature.
Are you sure that Laura Kelly has read that, though? That's
well, you know, she appropriated money we had in there for Highway Patrol pay parity, for mental health pay parity, even to reduce the number of folks that can increase the number of folks that can go to osteotomy. Like I said, it was just, she didn't discriminate. I mean, she just, you know, places where we're trying to help Kansans that most need help, she found what we used her pen and vetoed it. We haven't got to the big, you know, the big overwhelming tax policy that now for the third time,
right,
she's vetoed.
Or things like the, you know, gun safety, the Eddie Eagle bill that is literally, if you see a gun, stop, don't touch, run away, tell an adult. She vetoed that. She vetoed the women and girls sports bill, the election integrity bills. I mean, those are the bigger issues. We're right. We're just talking about the penny ante stuff. How many of these things, you guys are taking up probably veto from what I'm hearing, and you tell me you may not, but you're taking up tomorrow, I guess. How many of these are you planning to take up? What do you think the chances are on a lot of this stuff?
Well, you know, a lot of them, as you know, if it starts in the House has to start to veto it. If a bill starts in the Senate, it has to start in the Senate. There'll be some coordination between the two bodies. But we do plan on bringing some up tomorrow. And a lot of the ones we talked about are ones we want to discuss. We're using this break to talk to our members. And we had, you know, 80 votes for a lot of these. You know, we got to get to 84. And we're pretty certain we got to 84 on most of these important bills. Another one we talked about is this, the civics bill.
Yeah.
I mean, Thomas Jefferson even said that one of the most important things public education can do is produce solid citizens. And this governor doesn't agree with that. But, you know, the elections bill, Kansans had some of the most safe and secure elections, but we always want to find the ways to improve. And one of the things she vetoed was we want to make sure outside groups cannot give money to counties. So what stops a George Soros group from only giving money to blue counties for election improvements, but not to the red counties? I mean, those type of folks should not be involved in our elections. And right now, it is legal for a candidate to go into somebody's living room and grab a ballot, and they can determine what ballots get turned in. But it's not legal for you to go into the ballot booth itself and watch somebody fill up the form. So those are things we're trying to clean up, again, to build on the success we had in Kansas and preserve our elections. And Republicans do agree with these things. And the pushback we're getting from the Democrats on some of these common sense election bills, it makes you wonder if they are cheating a little more than we thought.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make me wonder. Trust me. We're talking to House Speaker Ron Reichman. Vetoes isn't the only thing. I know you guys only have about a week or so, but there's also some additional legislation. You've got the education part of the budget. But I know that there have been also both sides in the medical marijuana debate in the House have been working to hash out the bill. I understand that they've come up with some kind of an agreement. Do you think that the Fed and State might meet this week and you might actually take up a medical marijuana bill on the floor this week?
There's a chance of that. I know the Fed and State committee members have been working to come to some type of agreement, one that makes it more aligned with medical marijuana and not quite as much recreational.
Yeah.
And that's what we asked them to do. It sounds like they've done that. And so if they have an agreement, then there's still a chance that we would run that across the floor if it comes out of committee like we anticipate it could.
Well, and I, you know, now, of course, I don't think it'll get to the Senate. They don't have any, I mean, they obviously wouldn't because they haven't seen the bill.
Sure.
But at least that way it would get out of one chamber. Well, Ron, you've got a lot on your plate. I appreciate the update and everything that you guys are doing up there. My guess is whatever night you guys are doing vetoes will be one of those nights that you and I have both been through that may go into the wee small hours of the morning, but I wish you the best of luck, my friend. At least once you're done, you can take a little bit of time off.
Well, again, the folks of this Kansas sent us 86 Republicans for this reason to counteract some of the things that the governor's doing. And we, like I said, we can't wait to get there, and we'll make sure everybody's listening to your bumper music. We're not going to take it tonight, tomorrow morning.
Well, the two things I would suggest, one, make sure that listeners contact their reps and their senators and tell them if you want your rep to vote for something, make sure you know. If reps and senators don't hear from their constituents, they've got no one to blame for them but themselves. The other thing I have to do is, I got to ask. You're not going to tell me, but I got to ask. You going to run for governor, Ron?
You know, you just mentioned everything I have to do in the next couple of days. Let me get through that. I tell you, John, I am committed to making sure Republicans get elected 2 years from now, and I'm going to do the best I can there and push value of them both across the finish line.
Amen.
With the folks. So
amen to that.
We got a lot to focus on.
All right, my friend. I appreciate it. Love having you on. We'll have to have you on again, okay?
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Ron. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. You have questions about some of these vetoes, about some of the legislation coming up? Call me, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.